Ciao amici, benvenuti in questo nuovo video. Today we are going to talk about a super important topic: how to keep motivation high when you learn Italian. All the suggestions that I'm gonna give you are the same also if you're learning another language, and as this video is so important, you will also find the same video in Italian language and in Spanish language just in the description below, or you can even click up here. Very good. I'm gonna share with you the top three suggestions or the top three tricks that I've used all the time when learning a new language. You are in love with the Italian language. You are in love with the way it sounds. It's so romantic, and maybe it's even really easy to learn. Well, that's not exactly the truth, right? Learning a new language is more a marathon than a sprint. Learning a new language is something that requires a lot of time, patience, and you need to be disciplined. Losing motivation in the process, it's kind of easy, and that's not what you want. First suggestion I'm gonna share with you is set milestones. You need to set intermediate targets when you are learning a language, because topics are so many. There are so many verbs you need to learn, a lot of words, vocabulary, grammar. You can't learn everything in 1 week or in 1 month. I know that there are a lot of YouTube videos nowadays of people claiming they were able to learn Italian in 1 week or in 1 month whatsoever. Man, that's not the truth. At least it's not the truth for the majority of us. Learning Italian will require a lot of time, and you need to set intermediate milestones to be successful. Setting intermediate targets is the same as eating a big elephant by cutting him into slices. That's the only way you are gonna be successful. Milestones you can set for yourself are milestones such as, in 6 months from now, I wanna be able to read a kid's book. In 1 year from now, I wanna be able to watch a cartoon or a kid's movie in Italian. And maybe in 1 year and a half from now, I wanna be able to watch a movie in Italian with subtitles. Then I will even remove the subtitles in another step. So you can set those kind of milestones that can be achieved by practicing the four different areas: writing, listening, reading, speaking. Remember, the milestones or the targets that you are going to set need to be realistic. They should be something that it's doable, not something crazy like, again, these people in YouTube that learned a language in 7 days. That's not the reality. Second suggestion I wanna give you, it's about the way you learn new topics or the way you digest new challenges. You need to give yourself time to learn something new. There are a lot of topics that can be quite challenging when you learn Italian. Prepositions, congiuntivo, so many things. Periodo ipotetico. You can't be too tough with yourself. You can't force yourself in learning something new at the first shot. You maybe need to go back to that video if you're learning through videos. You need to go back to that video maybe 2, 3, several times before you are managing that topic well. If you are starting with a new lesson and the first time gives you headache or makes you confused, well, that's completely normal. Nobody is able to learn something new at the very first time we see it. And now you have set intermediate milestone. You have learned a lot of topics by going back to that lesson several times. What's the last thing to do in order not to lose motivation? Well, you need to celebrate success. That's fundamental. You need to enjoy the progresses you're making. Do you know everything about Italian today? Well, no. Do you know more than 1 month ago? I hope so. So that's a bit the mindset you should have. You should every time go back to the level you had, I don't know, 1 week before or 1 month before. Be satisfied with the progress that you made. Maybe 1 month ago you were completely unaware of the congiuntivo, and today you started to learn it and you know how to use it in simple sentences. So be satisfied with that. This might sound easy, however, if you are an ambitious guy or you are pushing, then you are facing the risk of not enjoying the process, not celebrating intermediate achievements. So these were a bit my three suggestions how I do to keep motivation high, especially when I'm learning something that requires a lot of time. Hopefully these three suggestions are helpful for you. First of all, setting intermediate milestones. Second, giving yourself time to learn a new topic. And third, celebrating success. Hopefully, guys, you enjoyed this video. If you wanna see the video also in Italian or in Spanish, click in the links in the description below. And I hope to see you in the next one. Bye! Ciao amici! Buona giornata!